Did you have much history with USC throughout your coaching career? Ever faced them or anything?
Yeah, several times. When I coached at Arizona State, played them three times. That might have been it. But, yeah, a lot of respect for the program when I played them. Always had really good personnel and always played good aggressive defense, and this is no exception.
Their offense is obviously getting a lot of accolades. What do you see specifically from their defense?
Very well coached. They play with a lot of aggression. Their coaches coach with aggression. You can tell by the way that they call. I mean, you're liable to get a cover zero blitz on first and 10 or third and 15. It doesn't matter. And they play aggressively. They chase the football. They're an aggressive team and play with a lot of passion. And got a lot of respect for the way they play.
You didn't go to the Wildcat at all against Tennessee.
What's the Wildcat?
Or the Jaren Hall taking snaps.
Oh, when we play with Jaren, yeah.
Okay. What do you call it?
Oh, we just call it Jaren playing quarterback, okay. Yeah.
Was that just the situation didn't dictate it, or will we see that again down the road?
Yeah, I imagine you might see it again somewhere down the road.
How much fun is it as a offensive line guy watching your boys push the pile into the end zone to win the game like that?
I thought it was a great moment, and I was really, as I watched the tape, there were a lot of runs where we didn't make a lot of yards. There were a lot of 2, 3, and 4 yard gains throughout the game that I think were like body blows in a boxing match. They just took their cumulative toll on the Tennessee defense, and I think by the end of the game, we kind of were able to wear them down. And they played hard. Their defense played really hard. They improved greatly from week one to week two. And so I was impressed with the effort and physical play that their defense came out with, but also impressed with how we played physical and just kept pounding, kept chopping wood, and eventually, the tree fell.
How would you assess Zach's decision-making in that game?
I would say like a lot of other positions, most of the time good, and then there were a couple times when he probably could have made a little better decision. And sometimes that happens to a left guard in pass protection. Sometimes it happens to a running back when he's trying to decide which cut to make. Am I taking the A gap or the B gap? It's just much more noticeable when it's the quarterback.
Is the RPO one of those main decisions that he makes?
Yeah, he makes decisions on a lot of those RPOs. Yeah, and some of them are pretty easy looks that he can make a decision before the ball is snapped. Some of them the defense makes it more complicated by disguising or showing a blitz late. But I think that's one of his strengths. He does a really good job making those decisions, particularly in the RPO game.
I think there's some of those plays that maybe don't get lauded, but like you had a couple of receivers that broke up interceptions. You had guys peel back to make an extra block to gain a few more yards. Some of those plays against Tennessee in a close game, I mean those really kind of loom large, even if they don't get the same level of attention.
Yeah, Aleva recovering that fumble on the errant snap exchange that we had. There were a lot of those little things like that, and those you never know which one of those is going to make the difference in a game, and any one of them could have. But again, I think if you play with effort, then you have a lot of those at the end of the game.
Defensively, what do you see from USC? What are you maybe concerned about that they do well?
Well, like I said, they have talent at all three levels. They have aggressive defensive linemen. And they're not just guys that are big, and they're not just guys that are fast. They're guys that are an excellent combination of speed and power. Linebackers can run and hit and are coached well. Don't take the cheese a whole lot on fakes. And their secondary are guys who can cover well and they can tackle. So I'm just impressed with their talent first, and then second, the way that they play. Like I said earlier, they play aggressively, and it'll be a significant challenge for us because of the style that they play with and the talent they have.
Beyond just the big play at Tennessee, Micah Simons had a really strong start to this season. What have you seen from him so far this year, and what impresses you?
Well, I couldn't be any more impressed with a player than I am Micah. And, Micah last year, during the middle of the season, struggled a little bit and wouldn't get to play as much as he would like to. But in the midst of that, just kept working and ended up becoming a special team star while he got minimal snaps on offense. And, what an unselfish guy to have that attitude. I'm going to go run down on kickoff team as a receiver and try to take somebody's head off But that showed his character then, and he kept working and kept working and had some return on his investment last year. But I think right now we're seeing a much larger return on that investment, and it just goes to show how he's continued to work this offseason, this summer, this fall camp, and he's earned the right to play well. And so I couldn't be any more happy for any player because of the work that he's put in.
When you go up against teams that are highly touted, they're recruiting classes, whatever, doesn't really matter, but how important is the attitude, the mental toughness, physical toughness of maybe playing with a little bit of a chip and wanting to go out and prove that, you know, for players to prove that, you know, they can play with these guys that maybe got more stars or more rankings or things like that?
Yeah, I always internally as a coach hope that our players have the love for the game and the love for each other and their program, that they'll go out and play with their best effort every single week, regardless of who you're playing against. But I do think at times there's a little added motivation to prove myself against some of the best players in the country. And if that helps them play better, then I'm for it.